You're listening to SBS News.
This is our words when I was a younger. My mama brought a food to stop the hunger. 1 meal a day, that's all we had. Begging for the money, man, life was bad. I used to make $5.
Music is the platform he uses to share a remarkable story of surviving and then thriving. 26-year-old Fabrice Manikareza arrived in Australia as a refugee in 2007, unable to speak a word of English. More than a decade later, he's received a number of awards for his contribution to his adopted country, including from the Australia Council. During an interactive workshop at Assumption College in Victoria, he told students technology is to blame for job losses, citing the example of self-service checkouts at supermarkets.
Your own machines are stealing your job, you know? So there is a bit of there is a bit of confusion out there. There is a bit of misleading out there. And we have to look beyond what we see. As young people, we have to look beyond what we see. You see, right now we hate people we don't even know exist.
It was an observation that resonated with Year 12 student Alicia Laterski, who suspects those who accuse refugees of stealing jobs are not motivated to find work for themselves.
Well, you always hear about, like, people don't want to let refugees in because, like, they say that we don't have enough jobs here. But a lot of the time, refugees are trying to get away from a worse situation. Like, they are going to want to work, where a lot of Australians who are the people saying, like, jobs are being stolen are the people who are just sitting around not trying to get jobs. Like, it's not the refugees stealing the jobs. They want to work and they have a right to be able to work.
During his talks, Fabrice Manikareza uses his own refugee story to convince young audiences that they too can be the masters of their own futures.
I've lost my parents when I was 8 years old. So in all these challenges I've faced in a third world country, yet I've managed to be who I am today, sharing my story and making an impact. So I tell them, if you think I'm changing the world, why can't you?
He emphasises that self-belief has been key to his survival and to his new life in Australia.
I want each and every young people to understand that, you know, they're all capable of changing the world, especially those who live in such a country as Australia. You know, in Australia, in this country, you can literally do anything. You know, you have a liberty, you've got freedom to get your voice out there, to make an impact.
Student Daniel Parkinson says he appreciated hearing Fabrice explain how even small actions can create chain reactions.
It's a really good thing to talk about because it tells everyone that you don't have to go out and do these massive things. You can do small things like picking up rubbish or being nice to another person, which creates chain reactions, and those chain reactions can lead to bigger things. So that's changing the world, yeah.
Fellow student Rowan Conroy says hearing first-hand accounts of life in a war-torn country was eye-opening.
We're very sort of like safe in Australia, it seems, and we hear stories of terrible things happening in other countries, you know, the Middle East and Africa and for sorts. And you hear of the stories of, you know, the Rwandan genocide and stuff like that. But you never actually properly get a true understanding of what it's like until you actually hear someone talk about it and hear them say about, you know, just how hard it could be.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.